Espresso English Podcast, Episode 59, Take Over or Overtake.
Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson.
Today I'd like to teach you 10 confusing English words with over. We'll learn the phrasal verbs like take over and also the single words like overtake because they have different meanings. Let's begin with take over and overtake. Take over is a phrasal verb and it is used when one company or country takes control of another. The noun form is take over, one word. For example, during World War II, Hitler's army took over many territories in Europe. Overtake, one word, is a verb that means to catch up and get ahead. For example, if you and I are running in a race and I am faster than you, but then you start running faster and you pass me and win the race, you have overtaken me. The word overtake can be used for speed, as in this example, or with progress in general. For example, if China's economy keeps growing, it will eventually overtake the US. Come over or overcome. To come over is a phrasal verb meaning to visit or approach someone. For example, sure, I'll help you with your homework. You can come over to my place after class. In this sentence, come over means visit my house. Mark and Debbie are coming over for dinner tomorrow night. Again, in this sentence, come over means visit our house. I was talking with my best friend when John came over and interrupted us. In this sentence, John came over means John approached us. To overcome something, overcome is one word, means to have victory over it, to be more powerful than it. For example, he overcame a lot of obstacles to build a $1 million business. He overcame a lot of obstacles means he was stronger than the obstacles and he conquered them. I was overcome with joy when I heard the good news. I was overcome with joy means the joy completely took over my emotions. Our next pair of words is look over and overlook. To look over something, that's two words, means to review it, especially checking it for errors. For example, can you look over this essay before I hand it in? I want to make sure there are no mistakes. Can you look over this essay? Means I'm asking you to check for errors. We looked over the various brochures in the travel agency. In this sentence, we looked over the brochures means we were looking at or reviewing them in general, not necessarily checking for errors in this case. The word overlook is one word. It has two meanings. It can mean when a high place has a nice view. For example, this apartment overlooks the ocean. Overlook can also mean not to see or notice something, or to ignore it deliberately. For example, here are three interesting vacation destinations that tourists often overlook. This means tourists fail to notice these destinations. It's best to overlook small offenses if you want to maintain a friendship. In this sentence, overlook means to deliberately ignore. If you want to keep your friends, you need to overlook, to ignore, the small offenses. Now let's take a look at think over and overthink. To think something over means to give it a lot of thought and consideration. You should think over big decisions. For example, my company wants to transfer me to another country. I'm not sure yet if I'll accept the opportunity. I'm still thinking it over. But if you overthink something, it means you think about it too much, more than necessary. For example, If your colleagues spend an hour discussing a very small detail, like the color of one button on the company website, you could say, "Aren't we overthinking this? Does it really matter what color the button is?" Some people get stressed out because they overthink relationship or life situations, like when a girl's boyfriend hasn't called her for the past 3 days, and she starts imagining that he's angry at her and the relationship is over or he has another girlfriend, etc. She's overthinking the situation. Finally, we have do over and overdo. If you do something over, it means you must do it again, usually because there was some problem with the first time you did the task. For example, I wrote a 10-page article, then accidentally deleted the file, so I had to do the whole thing over. This means I had to write the article again. The boss said my presentation was too confusing and asked me to do it over. You can also use the word redo in these sentences. For example, I had to redo the article, or the boss asked me to redo the presentation. To overdo something is to do it too much, to exaggerate. For example, she overdid her diet and ended up in the hospital malnourished. If you haven't exercised in a while, don't overdo it at the gym. Start slow. I thought the decorations at the wedding were overdone. They had 10,000 flowers, for goodness sake. It must have cost a fortune. If you'd like to clear up your doubts about confusing words so that you can use English more confidently, check out my ebook, 600 Plus Confusing English Words Explained. It has lots of potentially confusing words that a lot of students make mistakes with, explained in a clear and simple way. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on ebooks, and look for 600 plus confusing English words explained. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.